Let's take the scriptures and take your Bibles and turn to Hebrews and chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13, and we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 25. Hebrews 13 is the very last chapter of the book of Hebrews. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. Let brotherly love continue. Do not forget to entertain strangers, for by doing so, some have unwittingly entertained angels. Remember the prisoners as if chained with them, those who are mistreated, since you yourselves are in the body also. Marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have, for he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines, for it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tabernacle have no right to eat. For the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burned outside the camp. Therefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside the gate. Therefore let us go forth to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek the one to come. Therefore, by him let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. But do not forget to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey those who rule over you and be submissive, for they watch out for your souls as those who must give account. Let them do so with joy and not with grief, for that would be unprofitable for you. Pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you sooner. May the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And I appeal to you, brethren, bear with the word of exhortation, for I have written to you in few words. Know that our brother Timothy has been set free, with whom I shall see you if he comes shortly. Greet all those who rule over you, and all the saints, those from Italy, greet you. Grace be with you all. Amen. Those are the words of the Lord. Thinking of the whole book of Hebrews, Christ has been exalted and his worship perfected through his sacrifice, and his bride encouraged, that is the church, encouraged to turn from sin and grow in faith, turning from that road leading to apostasy. And now we are here called in many godly duties for the Christian to walk in as bearing, as being that fruit of the Spirit's work in our lives. And so continue, we've heard in this chapter, to love the brethren, to be hospitable, to remember those saints who are in prison, to honor marriage, contentment, trusting in the Lord, to have godly submission to our elders, all being encouraged by Christ, the God-man who does not change. to be stable and discerning in our search for the truth in God's Word, to be satisfied in Christ and His sacrifice alone who cleanses us from our sin, and taking up our crosses and following after Him in that way of suffering as He did, even outside the gate or outside the camp. And that from our lips then should come a sacrifice of praise in psalms giving thanks to His name. We ought to be good stewards of all that the Lord has given to us, and again to be submissive to our elders that they may serve you with joy. And that's all through verse 17. And then to the end of the chapter, a plea that we pray for the author. That is those that he wrote to at that time, which we're given a little more evidence that this may in fact be Paul who wrote this sermon, as he specifically mentions Timothy, and then a lot of the phraseology that we find in Hebrews sounds much like Paul. And then, so therefore we are to pray for the leaders of the church. Pray for our elders, pray for our deacons, those who serve. And such shepherds are to pray for the sheep, because they are to shepherd them. And then we're given the benediction, that is the blessing of God, not a prayer, the blessing of God upon His people. In the book of Hebrews, we have heard, is about Christ. And it's about His worship. And so we ought to exalt Him in our praise to Him. Let's pray. Our Father, we do pray for the leaders of Your church who are under shepherds, because Christ is head of the church. And so, Father, we pray for the elders of this congregation and all throughout the world, that You would cause them to rule according to Your Word, also with wisdom and humility, with graciousness, and according to Your Word, teach the truth. Father, as we consider the church throughout the world, we often see in the leaders that You have raised up in Your sovereign providence pride. We see a lack of joy to serve. But Christ, we remember of Him that He came not to be served, but to serve. And leaders and elders, deacons in Your church are to serve humbly. And so, Father, we ask that we would do so, and do so with joy, because You have given Yourself for us and Your Son. Father, in this book, in this letter, or this sermon, Father, You have shown us Jesus Christ, Your Son. He is exalted above all. That He sits on a forever throne in a forever kingdom. And He rules over all. That His sacrifice on the cross was final. And so He sat down at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. And that He does not change, we learn in this chapter, that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the God-man who intercedes for us and is our mediator, King. Father, may His name be glorified this day and forever. And may You humble us all in the churches throughout the world, in this congregation. Father, may You humble us before Your throne, even as we worship You now, that we would worship with reverence and awe, that fear of the Lord, which in Proverbs we see is the beginning of wisdom. And may You glorify Your bride and exalt her. Father, we pray for our government that we'll hear about this evening as we consider David and Solomon. We pray for those who rule over us in our government, the federal and state and local level. Call them to yourself, if it be your will, Father. We ask that you would save them. Just as you tell us to pray in 1 Timothy 2, to pray for all kings and rulers and authority. Father, we pray that you would save them and turn them from their sins unto you. Most are wicked men and women. They hate you, and they only desire money and popularity and standing before others. Father, may you bring them to the end of themselves and humble them before Christ, who is their King. May they kiss the Son, lest they perish. And Father, we ask that they would also rule according to your word. And they hate your Son, and therefore they hate your word, but we ask that they would rule according to your word. And so you would bring them to that knowledge of your word, even through servants such as all of us are here today, weak instruments used to serve and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. May we call them to repentance, and may we call them to serve you, because right now, often, most of them are rebelling against you. And Father, we ask that you would grow us as a people, that you would sanctify us and cleanse us of our sin, put to death the sin that remains, and give us, put on, clothe us with the righteousness of Jesus Christ, your Son. Give us that full armor of God and put it on us. That we be protected from the evil one. And we're thankful for this, the Lord's Day, as we get to hear your word. What privilege we have as you equip us for the work of ministry, the work of service in your kingdom. And may we go forth from here today and this week. And may you keep us from error. May you keep us from sin. And may you make us bold followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we would take up our cross following Him, even outside the gate where we must suffer. For we know that all who are heirs of God will be persecuted. And those who are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ will be glorified together with Christ, provided we suffer with Him. And so, Father, help us, because we are a weak people in our suffering and often focused on the suffering instead of focused on Christ. And so focus us in your grace on Him. We pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.